Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're tackling one of the most important grammar topics in the entire GCSE specification, German prepositions. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Prepositions? Really? But trust me on this one. If you can master prepositions, you will unlock a huge chunk of marks across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So let's get into it. First, let's talk about what a preposition actually is. A preposition is a small word that tells us the relationship between things. Words like in, on, with, for, through, without. In English, prepositions are pretty straightforward. In German, however, and this is the key thing, every preposition triggers a specific grammatical case, and that case changes the endings of the articles and adjectives that follow. This is what trips up so many candidates in the exam, so we're going to break it down clearly today. Let's start with the accusative prepositions. These are prepositions that always take the accusative case. No exceptions, no debate. Learn this list and you will never go wrong. The accusative-only prepositions are bis, durch, für, gegen, ohne, and entlang. A brilliant mnemonic to remember these is big dogs fight growling over unusual enemies. That's B for bis, D for durch, F für, G gegen, O ohne, U E entlang. Say it with me. Big dogs fight growling over unusual enemies. Brilliant. Now, what does accusative mean in practice? It means you use den for masculine nouns, D for feminine, das for neuter, and D for plural. So, ich kaufe ein Geschenk für meinen Vater. I'm buying a present for my father. Meinen, that's the accusative masculine ending. Ohne meinen Bruder, without my brother. Again, accusative masculine. Now, let's move on to the dative prepositions. These always take the dative case. The dative prepositions are aus, bei, mit, nach, seit, von, zu, gegenüber, and außer. My favourite mnemonic for these is aus, bei, mit, nach, seit, von, zu. And you can remember them with the phrase a big man named Steve visits zoo. A for aus, B for bei, M for mit, N for nach, S for seit, V for von, Z for zu, plus gegenüber and außer. In the dative case, masculine nouns take dem, feminine take der, neuter take dem, and plural take den. And importantly, plural nouns in the dative add an N to the end if they don't already have one. So, ich fahre mit dem Bus. I travel by bus. Ich wohne bei meiner Oma. I live with my grandma. Seit 3 Jahren, for 3 years. These are incredibly common phrases that come up in every topic area.
Now, we come to the trickiest group. And honestly, once you understand the logic, these become your secret weapon for impressing the examiner. These are the dual case prepositions, or in German, die Wechselpräpositions. The 9 dual case prepositions are an, auf, hinter, in, neben, über, unter, vor, and zwischen. The rule is this. If the preposition describes movement towards a place, answering the question wohin, meaning where to, you use the accusative case. If it describes a location or a static position, answering the question wo, meaning where, you use the dative case. Think of it this way. Movement equals accusative, location equals dative. Or even simpler, going there is accusative, being there is dative. Let me give you some examples. Ich gehe in die Schule. I'm going into school. In die, that's accusative feminine because I'm moving there. But ich bin in der Schule. I am in school. In der, that's dative feminine because I'm already there. It's a location. Another one. Ich Hänger das Bild an die Wand. I'm hanging the picture on the wall. Movement, accusative. Das Bild hängt an der Wand. The picture is hanging on the wall. Location, dative. This distinction comes up constantly in GCSE writing and translation tasks, and examiners specifically look for it. Getting this right will earn you marks in the accuracy section of the mark scheme. Now, let's talk about contracted forms. In German, die Verschmelzungsformen. These are when a preposition and a definite article are squashed together into one word. You must use these in your writing. Using the full form when a contraction is required is considered an error at GCSE level. Here are the most important ones to know. An dem becomes am, as in am Montag, on Monday. An das becomes ans, as in ans Meer, to the sea. In dem becomes im, as in im Sommer, in summer. In das becomes ins, as in ins Kino gehen, to go to the cinema. Zu dem becomes zum, as in zum Bahnhof, to the train station. Zu der becomes zur, as in zur Schule, to school. Bei dem becomes beim, as in beim Frühstück, at breakfast. Von dem becomes vom, as in vom Arzt, from the doctor. These contracted forms are absolutely everywhere in authentic German text and speech. In your listening exam, you'll hear them constantly. In your reading, you need to recognise them instantly. And in your writing, you must use them correctly. A candidate who writes zu dem Bahnhof instead of zum Bahnhof is showing a gap in their knowledge that the examiner will note. Let's also cover infinitive constructions with prepositions. These are really impressive structures that higher tier candidates should be using. The three key ones are zu, meaning in order to, ohne zu, meaning without doing, and statt zu, meaning instead of doing. The structure works like this. The preposition comes early in the clause, and zu plus the infinitive verb goes to the very end. For example, ich lerne Deutsch, in Deutschland zu arbeiten. I'm learning German in order to work in Germany. Geht weg, ohne etwas zu sagen. He leaves without saying anything. Statt fernzusehen, lese ich ein Buch. Instead of watching TV, I read a book. These constructions immediately signal to the examiner that you are operating at the top end of the mark scheme. Use them in your writing and speaking tasks whenever you can.
Right, now let's get into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates making, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Common mistake number one, using the nominative case after a preposition. I see this all the time. A candidate writes mit meinem Bruder instead of mit meinem Bruder. Remember, prepositions always change the case. There is no preposition in German that takes the nominative. If you've written a preposition and the article after it looks like a nominative, stop and check. Common mistake number two, confusing dual case prepositions. The most common error is using accusative when you need dative or vice versa. Ask yourself, is there movement involved? Is something going somewhere? If yes, accusative. Is something just sitting there, being somewhere? Dative. The question words wohin and wo are your best friends here. Common mistake number three, forgetting contracted forms. Writing zu dem instead of zum or in dem instead of im. These are errors that cost marks. Learn the contractions as fixed phrases. Zum Bahnhof, zur Schule, im Sommer, ins Kino. Memorise them as chunks, not as separate words. Common mistake number four, incorrect word order in infinitive constructions. In zu clauses, the zu and the infinitive always go to the end of the clause. Candidates sometimes put the infinitive in the wrong position. Remember, ich spare Geld ein Fahrrad zu kaufen. Zu kaufen is right at the end. Exam tip number one. In your writing tasks, try to use at least one dual case preposition correctly. It shows the examiner you understand the accusative dative distinction. In your speaking, phrases like in der Nähe von, meaning near to, or auf dem Land, meaning in the countryside, will earn you credit for range of language.
Exam tip number two. In translation tasks, watch out for prepositions that don't translate literally. By can mean at, with, near, or during, depending on context. Von can mean from, of, or by. Read the whole sentence before translating any single word. Exam tip number three. Prepositions with verbs. Some German verbs are always paired with specific prepositions, and these are tested in reading and listening. Key ones to know: warten auf, to wait for, sich interessieren für, to be interested in, denken an, to think about, sprechen über, to talk about, sich freuen auf, to look forward to. Right, time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Let's go. Question one. Name three accusative-only prepositions. The answer? Durch, für, ohne. Or any three from bis, durch, für, gegen, ohne, entlang. Question two. What case do you use after mit? Dative. Mit always takes the dative. Question three. In das contract to ins. Ins Kino, ins Schwimmbad. Question four. Ich gehe blank Schule. Do you mean in die or in der? In die Schule, accusative, because you're moving there, going to school. Question five. Complete this sentence. Ich lerne Deutsch, in Deutschland blank. What comes next? Zu arbeiten or zu studieren, or another infinitive with zu, in order to work or study in Germany. Question six. What does Sunt mean and what case does it take? Sunt means since or for when talking about ongoing time, and it takes the dative case, Sunt drei Jahren, for 3 years. Brilliant work. How did you do? If you got all six, you're in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back and review those sections. And remember, the key to mastering prepositions is repetition. Write sentences, use them in your speaking practice, and look out for them in every German text you read. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. German prepositions fall into three groups. Accusative only, remember, big, bogs, fight, growling over unusual enemies. Bis, durch, für, gegen, ohne, entlang. Dative only, big man named Steve visits zoo. Aus, bei, mit, noch, sonst, von, zu. Plus gegenüber and außer. And dual case prepositions. Am, auf, hinter, in, neben, über, unter, viel, zwischen. Where movement means accusative and location means dative. Always use contracted forms in your writing. And if you're aiming for the top grades, use um zu, ohne zu, and statt zu constructions to show off your grammar range. Thank you so much for listening today.